in some of the races for the legislature in Maine, candidates were just finalized last month. But both major parties are ramping up for the battle over control of the state Senate. Democrats have launched a social media campaign targeting four Senate seats, and as Mal Leary reports, the Republicans will be quick to follow.
Senate President Mike Thibodeau, who represents Waldo County. The Democrats have targeted four Republicans in this opening round, including Senate President Mike Thibodeau, who represents Waldo County.
Senator Thibodeau, what have you done for us?
You had a chance to cut property taxes for seniors, and you didn't.
The video ads, so far just appearing on social media, also focus on Senate races in Aroostook and Somerset counties and the Waterville area. Democratic Party Chairman Phil Bartlett says it's part of an extensive campaign effort to target voters in Senate districts where both parties believe the seats are in play this November.
I think the records of the Republican incumbents are particularly troubling, and it gave us an opportunity, I think, to highlight the clear difference in values between what the Democratic candidates in those districts stand for and what the Republicans have been voting on.
Bartlett says to expect more campaigns on social media and later in broadcast, print, and direct mail ads as both parties fight for control of the 35-member Senate, which for the past 2 years has been in Republican hands. Democrats had control during the two previous years. Jason Savage, executive director of the Maine Republican Party, says that once again control will be likely determined by a few votes in a few districts. He says Republicans will also target several races, but in a different way.
Well, the one thing that I would say is going to be different is that we won't be as deceptive in the ads when we talk about these issues that are important to voters and what we see in these Democrat ads.
Savage takes issue with some of the votes the Democrats chose to criticize in their ads, saying they distort the record of the Republican candidates. Senator Andre Cushing, a Republican from Newport and the assistant majority leader, says the Senate could go either way in what he calls the most unique election in his lifetime.
The dynamics of what will bring people to the polls, let alone the referendum issues here in Maine that will bring people to the polls, will change some of the dynamics of certain districts and how they come out.
Senator Don Hill, a Democrat from Cape Nettic and the assistant minority leader, says the top of the ticket candidates will affect turnout, as will all of the referenda questions on the fall ballot. She says no single issue seems to be the biggest draw, at least in her district, where she's been knocking on doors and talking with voters.
It's across the gamut. No one seems to be, at least in my district, which is the very southern district, no one's speaking about any one particular issue that I feel is rising to the top. Everybody seems to have something different. It's a real mix, and much of it's personal.
Both Hill and Cushing are seeking re-election in the fall and hope they will be in the majority when the new legislature organizes in December. On policy, they rarely align, but they both agree that control of the Maine State Senate this election is a toss-up. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.